This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Happy Valentine's Day, hour number one of the G-Bag Nation. Just saw that we have two people that have reportedly been shot at the Eagles Super Bowl parade. Police are searching for a suspect wearing a gray Eagles jersey. The condition of the shooting victims is currently unknown.
Jeez,
this is the second year in a row now. Last year we had the shooting at the Chiefs parade. This year now in Philadelphia. And what seemed like it was quite the celebration, well, you've got your GM, Howie Roseman, who just completely got hit in the face with, I don't know what it was, a beer can. He was bleeding from the head. I expected violence there. I really did. I don't think they know any other way to celebrate. But this is tragic, and our heart does go out to those that were the victims of the shooting. And hopefully the police find this dude who apparently is wearing a gray Eagles jersey. I imagine it's probably not going to be easy to find.
No.
Sure, everybody's wearing jerseys at the parade.
Yeah, that's, man, that's, because we were just talking about how much fun we had at the Rangers parade.
And thank God that in DFW, yeah, we know how to not shoot each other, I guess,
yeah,
at parades.
I tell you, it was so memorable, you know, being a part of that. You know, I'd been a part of a parade with the Green Bay Packers for the Super Bowl, which was really cool, but and the Rangers one was like even better.
It was amazing.
It was an amazing day, beautiful day. Everybody just
everyone was happy.
Getting
like a
along.
Big family.
It was big family, you know, guys and gals, you know, G-Bag Nation flags, fan flag, everything out there, and you know, fans handing you cocktails, you're hugging each other, you know, it's just such a great day. And you know, to be marred with violence like that.
You hate
just,
that.
Yeah,
you hate that. I mean, obviously, I can't stand the Eagles.
I had to turn off the parade, to be honest with you.
I couldn't watch it anymore. Right. I don't want to see it either.
World Classic Baseball right now is what I'm watching, you know.
But I don't want it. You don't want anybody to ever get hurt. That is terrible.
No.
That is tragic. And I hope that everybody's okay. I hope that's not, you know, we don't know if it was the wounds and the severity of the gunshots.
Yeah.
But if we get more information, we'll certainly pass that along to you. Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus. We got Lucius Alexander and Carter Freeman. We're holding it down for you on a fun Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. Gavin Dawson is on his way to San Diego. He's
good
got
luck.
A big-time
yeah.
soccer tournament this weekend. He'll also be out on Monday, and I'm hoping they bring back the trophy.
There you go.
Let's go. Represent.
Bring some hardware
represent.
Home.
Of course, Eric was crushing it this morning. Much better performance from Bobby, I thought.
Yeah.
Eric certainly was the star of the show. There's no doubt.
There's no question about that. Yeah.
But Bobby did much better, I think, after I called him out during crosstalk. And shout out to Alec Medford for passing along that information so they could do a whole segment basically on how we were just roasting Bobby.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, though, that show, they need a lot of help. You know, they do a great job getting the morning started, but that show needs some help.
It does.
You know, and any kind of
what kind of help are you talking about?
Just help along, you
like
know.
Something maybe better help?
Better help.
Yeah. Better help. The talking dog.
Yeah. Yes. Better help.
You know, let's
I mean,
go.
Some encouragement. You
yeah,
know,
get,
be
you.
Better. Be better, you know, and but yeah, hey, that's I tell you what though,
Sean is mean.
Sean is mean.
Yeah, Sean is just mean.
He is mean. And
once,
like,
you realize that, you start understanding the show. Like, oh, okay, I get it.
I kind of love him for being mean sometimes.
Yeah. It can be really funny. When it's not you that's kind of getting the rage, it is funny to listen to.
Oh, no. When
you're on the other end of it, it's like, oh, no, this is not fun.
And it's on and off the mic. So it's a real authentic absolutely. Sean.
I remember
him. You got to respect it.
He like calling me up like, what are you talking about me for, bro? Why are you talking about me? Why you feel like you have to talk about me on there? I do something to you? I'm like, no, Sean, you know I love you, man. He's like, doesn't seem like it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, we do need to give a big-time shout-out to the Dallas Mavericks.
How about that, man?
I was stunned. I mean, I was
looking over. They've closed the door, and as you always like to say, the Buffalo Bills rally.
Yeah, they circled the wagons. Nobody circles the wagons like the Dallas Mavericks. Let's go. I mean, who knew Dante Exum? Missing piece. Yeah. That's all they needed. But I honestly, jokes aside, Dante Exum was brilliant last night. You didn't have Kyrie. You didn't have Clay. You basically got a lot of your two-way G League guys that are stepping up here and are crushing it. Tyler Hero was brilliant for Miami last night, but the Mavs get a 118-113 win. I think they're, 4-2 now since the Luka trade? Mm. And you got to give all the credit in the world to Jason Kidd and that staff.
Yeah.
They have kept this thing in what has been a super toxic environment. I know we've been frustrated. Maverick fans are texting in 877-881-1015. 5-3, venting their frustrations, and rightly so, but they've still had a job to do, and they've gone out and been extremely competitive. Even in those two losses, they lose in overtime to Sacramento. They could be 5-1. They go into the All-Star break now, the 8th seed. The bad news is we did get the news on Daniel Gafford.
Yeah.
That is going to be a grade 3 MCL strain. He is going to miss an extended period.
Sprain.
Yes, did I say strain? I apologize. Yeah. Sprain. And that's a bummer. He's going to miss at least 6 weeks. So you're already without Lively, you don't have Gafford, and then the latest that I saw that kind of started trickling early in the morning with Anthony Davis is he's going to miss probably at least a month. Yeah. So he's expected to be out for at least 4 weeks, according to Shams and Tim McMahon. So you're going to be without three of your bigs now for at minimum a month, and that's going to be tough to navigate.
Yeah, it really, really is. And, it's just, I get to the point where I initially when all this was going down, I wasn't sure that I really wanted to watch. But Dawson convinced me of something. He's like, man, watch to see how they respond. Watch to see if they totally just go into a shell, or watch to see how this coaching staff or the players trying to pull themselves out of this and maintain being relevant. And man, like Kessler Edwards, guys like that, and you're like going, how are they playing? How are they doing this? Guys like, Max Christie playing almost 40 minutes for you.
The Max Christie trade's been a big win so far.
It has been a big win. And does it make you feel any better about the Luka trade?
No.
Probably not.
But trade happened and he's not coming back now.
The way they built this team, they built it the right way. They built it the right way with the depth that they have. And I think you have to give them credit for that. And you got to give them credit for the coaching staff for the toughness that they've shown. They, like I said earlier, they have closed the door and they said, hey, nobody gives an F about us right now. They think that we're the laughing stock of basketball. And those guys have gone out the last several nights and just made everybody like take notice of how well that they've played. And good for them, because I thought they were going to get to the All-Star break and they were going to be way under 500.
I mean, I thought last night was, and I get it, like the Miami Heat are also a team that's not very good. They trade away Jimmy Butler, but
they're about a 500 team, right?
Yeah, but the way the lineup the Mavericks had starting, Omax, Kessler Edwards, Spencer Dinwiddie, who they did kind of save the night before,
right?
Exum and Christie. And you get double figures from all of those guys, plus 12 from Najee off the bench, who had also been struggling, and then 11 again from Brandon Williams. Back-to-back nights, you get double figures from him. So it's a who's who out there, but these guys are stepping up, and what Kyrie's been doing the night before was also incredible. But sometimes, and you know this, Brian, from being within the NFL and with teams, you get something like that, it's galvanizing.
It is crazy how it will bring together a crew. It really, really is. And let's not act like that these guys. I mean, I was listening to Jason last night after the game, and a question came up about Exum. And it was, and they asked him about, you know, well, do you expect this? You expect that, you know, from him, you know, and kid was like, when he got hurt in training camp, that was a big blow to us. But we, this is not a surprise to us. We know how well he could play. And when he suffered that injury, that was something that was tough. That was tough to deal with at the time. And, you know, we knew what we had in the player. It's just, you guys are now kind of understanding what the player
we
is.
We underrated his value.
Yeah.
We did. I mean, last year, I remember we had Tim Cato on when he was with the Athletic. He's now with All City Dallas. He was referring to Dante Exum as the connector.
The connector.
You
sure
know,
was.
Between like Kyrie and Luka.
See, the people that live with the team and cover the team, the Tim McMahons of the world and people like that, they know. They you know, they're getting far, far more information than you and I are. I mean, I've got some connections within the organization that have been really, really good to me, and they're like, no, man, we're just gonna keep playing and see what happens. And, you know, we're really excited about, you know, we're excited about having Exum back. We're excited about, you know, with Kyrie and carrying the team and Edwards and Christie, and, you know, he goes, Well, you know, we're going to figure things out here.
Young guns are fun.
And they're
playing with a lot of energy.
Yep.
And now they get a break. Now they get the All-Star break. We'll have Saturday will be, you know, the three-point contest, dunk contest. I don't know how excited you are, 877-881-1053.
Not very.
We'll get the game on Sunday. We will talk more All-Star game. Kevin Pelton, NBA and WNBA writer for ESPN, going to join us at 5 o'clock. He actually had a piece writing Daniel Gafford, one of the big All-Star snubs.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, he wouldn't be playing in the game either. Kyrie, I think, was a big All-Star snub. He's now in the game playing for Anthony Day-to-Day Davis, who's hurt. And we love you, AD, but we need you back on the court, dude. I mean, that three quarters of basketball, if you could get Jamie that Hope, extrapolated over an entire season, it's like, yes, this team can win an NBA championship.
Yeah.
They absolutely can.
Yeah, everybody that's been with that player realizes, you know, he is a great player. I mean, we had Dave McMiniman on the other day. Mm-hmm. Dave lives with the Lakers, and he's like, no, man, you guys are getting a great player. Don't get that wrong. But, you know, unfortunately, the injuries have been a bit of an issue.
We also got the report from Mark Stein, the Stein line. Mavs had interest in joining the buyout market, bidding for Ben Simmons. They were creating sufficient wiggle room to try to beat out the Clippers, Rockets, and Cavs to get Simmons, but it wasn't mathematically possible. Yeah. I don't know that would have really excited the fan base either. Ben Simmons has been a bit of a journeyman. Yeah. But you talk about a guy who can defend.
Yeah.
Defense wins championships. Yeah. That's also another dude. You add to the length and the size that this team has, Ben Simmons fits right into what Nico's trying to build from a defensive standpoint.
Yeah, and you kind of wonder maybe with this coaching staff a little bit, though, would they get a guy to maybe shoot a little bit better?
Sure.
You know, would some of the opportunities he get, you know, heck, I know I'm right now I'm kind of reaching a little bit on saying that, but you never know with coaching and what that could do. It might, you know, being in a different environment might turn things around for him.
Now, I did see we have some Cowboy news. This was from Sports Illustrated. There was a piece, and I know they ended up taking from other Cowboy bloggers, but Osadigizua projected to earn a whopping 3 years, $63 million contract, according to the 33rd team.
Believe it.
So he could earn a contract worth at least $20 million per season.
Yeah.
Given the lack of depth at defensive tackle and free agency, it wouldn't be a surprise if he earned significantly more.
Okay, now, if that statement you just made, tell everybody out there how deep this defensive tackle draft is.
It's probably
the deepest you've seen it in years,
ever,
right? Yeah.
That I can remember.
Yeah, the one and the three.
Like, I'm talking third round, you're getting a dude who I think can start for you day one.
No question. No question about that. So, yeah, Osa has earned the right. Last year, we've been waiting for Osadigizua to play more than a college season. We've been waiting. You know, it always seemed like the 13-game schedule for Osadigizua was great because week 14, 15, 16, and 17, it wasn't as good. And he played a full entire season and played at a very, very high level. And so he deserves the opportunity to have a contract and get a contract extension and be paid well for it. I think the things you have to look at, though, is was this a one-year thing? Or he's always shown talent for 13 weeks.
Right.
What are you getting? Are you getting that player week in and week out? I think that's the thing he has to prove. But if I'm a team, especially the Cowboys, I'm probably looking at paying him $20 million and saying, I've got about 12 guys on that defensive tackle board.
Yeah.
that I really, really, really like.
If I'm going to earmark $20 million from him, again, it goes back to our conversation yesterday.
Go get me that linebacker.
I'd rather spend that money on a Nick Bolton or a big-time linebacker because I feel like, okay, I got a starter here.
Right.
I can get a defensive tackle starter in the draft. That's how you team build right there.
Yeah.
That's where you're looking at, okay, trade market, free agency draft. What's the best way to use my resources? Best way if you need to get a defensive tackle and your guy's getting overpriced, draft one this year.
Yeah. This is the year to go out and get you one. And it could be, you could double dip on that thing. It could be the ones and the threes for sure.
How about stars forward Michael Granlund? He assisted on Finland's opening goal before Team USA took control in the third period. They rallied past the Finns last night in the Four Nations 6-1. They got themselves a big time victory, 4 goals in that third period. The Tkachuk brothers were absolutely fantastic, Matthew and Brady Tkachuk. And Otter, I'm hoping maybe moving forward, he'll have a chance. Could he play tomorrow night against Team Canada, or do they stick with Hallebuck? I don't know. The early goal allowed. We talked about it during Crosstalk. It was awesome. I saw on TikTok PK Subban of ESPN. He's like, hey, I told you guys they can't start him. He's leaky. Maybe they transition to Otter, but a lot of stars over on that Finn squad. Granlund played really well. He had Esa Lindell defending, Roope Hintz, of course, and you would have had Miro Heiskanen, but he unfortunately is out. And we'll talk more with Mike Hyka coming up at 3:20, senior writer for DallasStars.com. Does he have a timetable, maybe a projection of when he's hoping Miro can get back on the ice? I did see Stars defenseman Thomas Harley has been called up to the Four Nations. Yeah. He's going to be a standby defenseman for Team Canada.
Yeah, they evidently got illness going on there. McCarr, I think his
Cal McCarr, Colorado Avalanche.
I think he's dealing with an illness right now, and so he's just going to be and ready to go in case that McCarr can't go.
Stars also agreed to a 2-year contract extension with versatile forward Sam Steele, who's having a career year. He's on pace to finish the season with a career high 20 assists right now.
Yeah.
Just 27 years old, 2-year, $4.2 million contract. There, our friend Leah Simakopoulos breaking that news is Jim Nill, again, finding a really good two-way player that's not overly expensive. Sam Steele, I remember, was just one of those pests last year, had some really big minutes for the Stars in the postseason. So there's some hockey talk for you, and we'll get more of that at 3:20. Of course, we have Biggest L, Biggest Dub coming up at 2:40, NFL News of the Day at the top of the hour. But up next, we got G-Bag of the Day at 2:30, and then let's do a 2024 NFL redraft, shall we? Do the Cowboys still end up with Tyler Guyton?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That's next in the nation. G-Bag of the Day coming up in about 8 minutes here in the G-Bag Nation segment brought to you by Frankel & Frankel. Have you been injured in a car or truck wreck? Call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there is never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. We got NFL News of the Day coming up at the top of the hour, 877-881-1053. Biggest L, biggest dub coming up on the other side. Where have you taken some personal victories? Where have you taken some L's along the way on this Valentine's Day? Brian brought us, I saw ESPN put out a 2024 redraft. And I had saved this because I knew you and I were going to have a solo show together.
Yeah.
Love the draft.
5 hours of draft talk.
Figured you were going to enjoy this. And I wondered, okay, how did this change and evolve to where the Cowboys, do they still end up taking Tyler Guyton? So number one overall, the Bears don't take Caleb Williams. They take the rookie of the year, Jaden Daniels, which means at number two, the Commandos take Caleb Williams. Drake May still goes three. Marvin Harrison Jr. still goes four. Really not a big change.
By the way.
Yeah.
You know, good job, Drake May. I mean, I Yeah, I'm sorry.
Let's just go ahead and. Well, I'm apologizing for Bo Nix.
I was not the biggest Drake May fan for sure, and but played well. He really, really did. I kind of had this, you know, the just watching him play. I wasn't really, really totally sure. It wasn't always the accuracy. I saw the toughness. Missed some guys. Made some guys work for some balls, but. He did a nice job there with the Patriots, so my apologies to you, sir.
Big difference is at six, the Giants don't go Malik Nabers. They actually take Bo Nix.
Yeah.
I don't know that Bo Nix has the same success. I think a lot of that is Sean Payton evaluated the guy,
yeah.
Was like, that's exactly what I want, and the two of them together have made beautiful, beautiful music together in Denver.
Yeah, Sean is one of the best quarterback evaluators, and I know people out there are freaking out right now, but... Guys that I've been with, I know I could give Sean a list. I did it in Philadelphia. And that was the draft where it was the Manning Leaf draft, and he had it going the right way. He said, listen, long term, he says, Peyton Manning's your guy. He's the guy that's going to play the longest. He's going to be the best player from this. I have some questions about Ryan Leaf. And you know, everything that he was concerned about with Ryan Leaf was absolutely right. You know, he's talking about Drew Henson. He told me about Matt Hasselbeck. He said, hey, listen, I know we're probably not in the market to draft a guy, but listen, if you get in the middle of like the fifth round and you want to pick a guy at quarterback, Boston College has got this kid named Matt Hasselbeck. You might want to take a look at him. Matt Hasselbeck played, what, like 13, 14 years, something like that. So, you know, he understands his quarterbacks. I'm sure people are out there like, yeah, well, look what he did with, he's got, you know, Taysom, Hill playing and all that, but anyway, but I've always had a lot of respect for Sean and his evaluations.
Sure does have an eye for the quarterback position. We get down to the Cowboys pick, which was at 24. Remember, they swapped and they traded. So they're still going with the trade here. They went ahead and said, okay, let's say Detroit stays. Mm-hmm. The original pick was Terrion Arnold.
Mm-hmm.
And the new pick would be Xavier Worthy, the wide receiver out of Texas.
So the Lions would have taken Xavier Worthy at that position instead.
The Lions actually end up with Mike Sanra still.
Okay.
Because they placed it to where, like, okay, the Cowboys stayed there, the Lions were at 29.
Okay, so the Cowboys got Worthy.
Yeah, so the Cowboys get Worthy. So what he writes here is, I contemplated Olufashanu and Troy Fountainu, two offensive tackles point to keep with the offensive line.
Yeah.
But kept coming back to the lack of explosive plays on offense. With CD and Worthy, the Dak-led offense could get back to the playmaking it had in 2023. Even if Worthy might not fit the size profile the Cowboys liked in receivers, Worthy had 59 catches, just over 630 yards, 9 total touchdowns with the Chiefs. That's Todd Archer making that redraft pick. So Xavier Worthy, instead of Tyler Guyton, would have gone to the Cowboys.
I think I would have gone with the offensive lineman myself.
I would have too. I loved Olufashanu, who ended up going to the Jets. I was a big fan of his.
I agree with you on that.
Guyton doesn't end up going in the first round in this redraft.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Didn't end up going in the first. A guy who does end up going in the first that didn't initially, Bucky Irving, the running back from the Buccaneers.
Where does Bucky Irving end up?
Tampa Bay still takes him, but they don't take Grant Barton. They end up taking Bucky Irving at 26.
Wow.
And I think one guy that we were all on last year is kind of being maybe overrated was Dallas Turner.
Now, I'm going to say this. I disagree with you on that.
Okay.
I was not a Dallas Turner fan. I didn't think that Dallas Turner was going to. I had my concerns about Dallas Turner. When everybody had, it's much like with Will Johnson.
Will Johnson,
right?
Yeah.
It's every time I saw Dallas Turner, he was a top three pick.
I didn't see it.
I didn't see it at all. Now, was he a first round player? Absolutely. But I did not think that he was this guy that should be taken, like, you know, in the top five for sure.
I had him in the third round.
Yeah.
I was really not into Dallas Turner's game.
No.
And I don't know. I mean, I didn't really keep up with, like, how did he do this year?
I think he was okay, but I don't think
he didn't live up to first-round expectations.
No, he sure didn't. He sure didn't.
Second round, what happens with the Cowboys? Do they take Marshawn Nealand in this redraft, or is it somebody else? And it ends up being Kingsley Suamataia, the offensive tackle out of BYU, who the Chiefs ended up taking in the first round. He did not end up starting. He was battling to maybe play left tackle for them in the Super Bowl. Instead, they went with Joe Thuney. I think next year you'll probably see Suamataia slide in there. But Todd Archer writes, the Cowboys had him in for a visit before the draft. He was in the mix when they took Guyton in the first round. Guyton would have been the pick had he lasted to this spot, but Suamataia started the first two games left tackle for the Chiefs, did not answer their issues. Still, the potential remains. He's just 22 years old.
Yeah.
So Guyton ended up going earlier in the second round to the Philadelphia Eagles at pick 53.
Yeah.
Hmm. So there's a redraft scenario for you. You come away in this with Xavier Worthy and Kingsley Suamataia. Do you feel better about Guyton and Nealand?
Guyton, I understand he was on the tail end of the tackles that you were going to take on the redraft. I wish Archer, I need to ask, I need to see if they would have taken the tackles or they'd taken Worthy. I need to ask that question.
Be interesting to find that out.
But I would have taken one of those other tackles instead of the one they took.
We got a lot more draft content. Don't you worry. We got Krusty's Corner coming up at 3:40. At 6 o'clock, we'll do an Ask Us Anything Big Board report. So we'll take your questions via text 877-881-1053. But right now, it's time to throw things back into the pit cup where Lucius Alexander's got you back in the day.
Happy Valentine's Day, boys.
Thank you, sir.
You're celebrating, huh? Does it feel like a festive holiday to you?
It is. It's festive. I got my Valentine's on the shirt today.
Seems like a very much of a one-way street.
Hey, you know what? That's what I said, too. But look, I got...
Nah, man.
Oh,
look at you.
Got chocolates.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
I got a freaking backpack, a new backpack.
There you go.
Cleaned up.
Somebody did something. You know what I mean? Somebody probably spent a whole lot of money on themselves. Got to get you a little bit right there, so keep you quiet.
Surprised you didn't get her some, like, a bucket with some Lysol and some wipes and
cleaning
some other
supplies.
Stuff.
Yeah, about six counseling sessions. She got you some cheese here, Broadus.
Oh.
She did. She got you some cheese.
All right.
I don't know if you want to eat Stagnonia or something like that, whatever it's called. I don't know.
I'll tell you what, man. I will find a use for it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Our winner and champ right here is WSFA weatherman in Alabama. He was broadcasting during a live event during his station, you know. Tornado watch or warning. I don't know which one it was, but they had the station feed going and the Facebook live feed going. There was a troll in there wearing him out.
That new tornado watch includes all of Alabama except for the Wiregrass. Here, I'll show it to you. Josh Nichols says, why your hairline goes so far back?
Damn, bro.
Yeah.
Because I have to deal with idiots like you on a regular basis. Every single day that the good Lord wakes me up, and I'm so appreciative that he does, I end up encountering someone with an IQ south of room temperature who gets on these Facebook Lives and trolls people. Yeah. But don't worry, Joshua. I'm going to block you as soon as this is over. So that is one less receding hairline millimeter that I'll have to worry about next time. By the way, 99% of the people on this Facebook Live are not like him. They're awesome people. Thank you for being awesome.
Clean it up a little bit.
By the trolls, the know-it-alls, jerks.
Yeah.
So Josh Nichols, head on to bed.
Yeah.
Mom's going to be mad at you if you don't. Two things. Block Josh Nichols, coming for you, and the guy who keeps posting about anyone looking for a work-from-home job. You are going to have one less Facebook page to post on in about 30 seconds.
One less.
You yourself are going to be looking for a work-from-home job.
Tell you what, Lucius, I don't think the tornado was really totally severe because he got distracted.
Clearly.
He got distracted. He probably felt like that we were going to be okay in Alabama.
He's but heard enough of the jokes about his hairline.
He's heard enough of the
jokes.
He's
turning it off. That was it.
That was it.
It was the last one.
Didn't matter if we're going to have a national disaster. No matter.
I'll get to that in a second. Yeah. First of all, my hairline is none of your business.
First.
Yeah. Union College. You guys know where Union College is?
Wow.
It's Division III, so I don't really expect you to know.
Mount Union? Is that Pennsylvania?
It's just Union.
Pennsylvania, maybe?
Unless I'm like totally wrong.
No. You probably
no clue where Union College is, but a Googles can help.
Little Valentine's Day vibes with Stevie.
Heard of Mount Union.
Yeah, I've heard of Mount Union.
Where's Union College? Is that
Kentucky?
Ooh.
This is in Kentucky?
We got multiple Colleges. See, that's the issue. We got one in Nebraska. We got one in Kentucky. We got one in New York and California.
I think
California.
This might be the New York vibes.
Okay, this is New York vibes. Yeah. We go New York here, boys.
Yeah, Union College, Division III. This guy named Matthew Garside, basketball. He's clutch. He's hitting a whole lot of game winners, and he's been doing them back-to-back lately. And the broadcasters lose their mind to the point where they break the equipment. Listen to this, dog.
Throw it in. Garside.
Four. Off the court. Garside.
Puts it up for the win.
For the win.
It broke the mics.
You just lose your mind and it's overmodulated. You can't hear anything that's being said.
I love that.
The excitement level, man.
Yeah.
You believe in miracles, call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear it one more time. Hold on.
Four. Off the court. Garside.
Garside puts it up for the win.
For the win.
It's like he's getting electrocuted.
For the win. For the did he make it? You think he made it?
He got hit by lightning.
Here he is.
Oh, he made it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely made it.
He made that bad boy.
Here's another game winner by him. They're losing their mind and break the equipment.
Oh. Garside. For the win.
Garside.
So good.
I'm going to play this one for Valentine's Day.
That is a good one, though.
Because
I'm slim.
God bless that boy. God bless him. Yeah. My brother used to sit on my face. Pause. God dog it.
What'd you say?
With the pillow.
Yeah. With the pillow. Let me just clarify.
Clarify that.
I'm glad you played that.
Welcome to my world, Lucius.
Yeah, you know, I usually don't play myself or nothing like that.
Yeah.
But
being a nice guy.
That one was too good not to play.
Let's go to Oregon right here. Newswatch 12 reporter Sam, she was talking to two young lads that witnessed a fire.
Uh-oh.
And this buddy was talking like it was just you and me right there.
We're playing cars. All we heard was like a big boom, and then we just were shook, and we were like paralyzed, and we didn't know what happened. So we went outside, and we were like, oh, there's a fire.
Oh,
and then I went to go grab my dad's fire extinguisher.
Shout out to the dude that recorded that, because I went to their little page and they got him out of here.
Did
the interview with the little guy, they got him out of here. They edited him out. Whoever recorded that, thank you.
Yeah.
I went to Newswatch 12. I was like, nah, let me let the kid shine. I want the clear version of this.
Well, kid's a star.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what happened, so we went outside and we were like, oh, there's a fire. And
then I think everyone would have that reaction.
Oh, my Lord. So they got him off the page, Lucius? They took him completely off?
Yeah, it took him out of there.
Oh, man, that's a shame.
Yeah, I wanted the real version. It's a four. This one right here, too, is four. We'll get out of here real quick, but this is for Valentine's Day. I played this earlier this week.
Grady Dick, who got hurt on that last transition opportunity.
Yeah, somebody got Dick in the face, Craig. See if he's okay.
That's egregious.
That's an old dude like me doing it. Just not
egregious.
Not thinking.
I think that guy had to issue an apology for that. It's like, I'm sorry, guys.
Did he really?
Yeah. It's a former Mav. That dude used to be on ESPN. I care. Ryan Hollins.
He had to make an apology?
Yeah, he had to apologize. Because
it was that egregious. It was like, that's not even funny.
It's his name, you know? But he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to voting, shall we? We got the Bama weatherman. That's our reigning champ. We got Union College. Valentine's Day. This is Lucius kind of putting his foot in his mouth with that
one. Puts it up for the win.
For the win!
Just go off the air.
Oh, my gosh. The engineer's like,
you know what? Screw you guys.
Just pod everything down.
Pull it away from your mouth when you scream.
Yeah. Is it the Oregon reporter interviewing the kid with the fire, or is it Grady Dick? Where are you going, Brian?
I'm going to vote for Lucius.
All right, we got one vote
that
for
was supposed to happen. That's extra stuff right there.
Lucius?
I'm going with the Union College calls. Two of them.
Two of them.
Oh, man.
I'm going to make you play this again.
There's a fire.
I kind of want to go with the Oregon reporter. So we got a tie, 1-1-1, which
means... You know how to create the...
I'm going to have to create a poll. So go to @ZachWolchuk on Twitter, and we'll vote for our G-Bag of the Day. Coming up next, let's do Biggest L, Biggest Dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some victories? Where have you taken some L's along the way this week? That's next in the Nation. Thank you very much, L.A. We got NFL News of the Day coming up on the other side. Mike Heike, Dallas Stars reporter, coming up at 3:20. We'll talk Four Nations. You can go to @ZachWolchuk on the Twitters to vote for G-Bag of the Day. Right now, it does look like, Lucius, you are in the lead, but I'll let this thing breathe through the segment.
Come on, come on, man.
We'll breathe through the segment. You can go with the Union College call, the kid about the house fire, or is it Lucius about whatever he let his brother do to him when he was a kid? just craziness. But right now, it's time for Biggest L, Biggest Dub. 877-881-1053, the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Where have you taken some L's? Where have you taken some dubs this week? Woody texting in, biggest L this week, had to go to the hospital for severe back pain.
Ugh.
Biggest dub, though, got a signed helmet with Witten, Novacek, and Roy Williams. Also some signed footballs of Tony Dorsett and a signed pick as well. So you cleaned up there.
Yeah.
Wednesday marked 14 months clean and sober.
Okay, that's what I was worried about right there, Woody.
Yeah.
That back pain, you know, you got to have something for it, and it might trigger you somehow.
I'm proud of you.
Stay strong, dog.
I'm proud of you, bro. Good for you, Woody. Holding it strong. Big dub tomorrow, Brian. Yeah. We are going to be enjoying some delicious Hurtado barbecue.
Yes, we are, sir.
The new Dallas location right there by the Farmer's Market off South Harwood Street. From 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're going to tape a live Love of the Star. Be you, myself, Eric Chiafalo. So we'll be out there fellowshipping, hanging out with you. Our Turn It On, Leave It On listeners. We'll be talking Cowboys, talking draft. So you can come out and party with us from 11 to 2 tomorrow at Hurtado in Dallas.
Yeah, we'd love to see you out there. And like I say, you know, it's a good opportunity if you haven't had a chance to maybe tweet at us or get to us, call in the show, whatever, interact with us. It's a good chance to come in, out there and face-to-face, get your questions answered, and enjoy a really, really good time.
Big dub to this filthy couple. And I'll tell you what, if somebody asks me, like, hey, what do you picture an Eagles fan couple to look like? It is what this fan couple looks like, is they got married today on Valentine's Day at the parade, and a news reporter in Filthy caught up with the happy couple.
All right, Ray, introduce you and your bride.
Ray and Kim.
And what are your plans today?
Enjoy the Eagles game and celebrate our wedding.
And when are you getting married?
Today.
Where?
Right here.
Who's marrying you?
Just us, my sister.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And look, can I see your nails? So I guess it's a memorable anniversary. You'll never forget
absolutely,
it, right?
Absolutely.
Eagles parade and Valentine's.
Eagles parade in Valentine's. She's got the eagle green nails on.
Yeah, they looked like an Eagles couple.
They sure did, right?
I thought that was corny and typical until she said that last part. And I said, you know what? I guess you won, player.
Eagles parade
in
Valentine's.
You like it, I love it.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Amazing. Good for them. I'm happy that they've been able to join in marriage on a great day for them. But a big L certainly was the events of the parade today.
That was a big L.
The big L, we do know at least three people have been shot. We're waiting to find out more information. But also just in general, the Eagles win.
I was thinking the big L for the overall.
No, just in general.
Yeah.
Big dub, though. I saw this yesterday, and I was very scared. I had this pinned as an L, but this is we've had a turnaround on this. YouTube TV was having an issue with Paramount. And there was a possibility millions of homes were not going to be able to watch March Madness, which is coming up here soon.
I saw a clip of that.
They wouldn't have any of the Paramount channels. So True TV, TBS, TNT, where all the games will be streamed on. But now they have reached a deal with Paramount, so they're going to avoid a March Madness blackout. So if you've got YouTube TV, you don't need to stress over that. That is a big-time dub for you. 631. Got a vasectomy Wednesday. That's an L. But it's going to be a dub in a few months. So shout out to you, 631. 214, biggest dub, just hit 3 years sober.
Congratulations.
That is a tough task, man. Congratulations
Keep
to
battling.
You.
Keep battling. Yep.
817, big L, went to trade.
I'm trying to get 3 hours, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, cheers. Like a week. If I go a weekend sober, that's an accomplishment.
3 hours, bro.
I was going to see if he had any Stella left in the fridge or Lucius.
You know, what you drinking, what you
I didn't polish off those last ones. Right, I did have some help.
Yeah, no, you did.
I did have help.
You did have help.
Yep.
I don't know 3-2-1 if that couple ended up being one of the people that got shot at. That is, I have no idea. I don't know. 817, Big L went to trade a car in.
Uh-oh.
8,000 upside down due to a previous accident.
Oh, sorry.
Car depreciated in value.
Yeah.
Had to pay 13,000 in repair, and I'm now stuck with a Carfax car after full repair. That sucks. You got scammed, I guess, by the insurance. That's a tough deal. 877-881-1053, where have you taken some L's? Where have you taken some dubs? I saw this video.
I see you take a dub on your shirt today.
You like it?
I do. I do like your shirt.
Yeah, I got it. It's, I felt like for Valentine's Day, I might as well represent. I got the baby girl.
Oh, is that your old lady on your shirt?
Yeah, my old lady's on the shirt, my baby, and then our dog. She gave that to me for Father's Day.
It's a great shirt,
and
man.
So I felt like to make her happy, because honestly,
you did great.
I'm not doing any type of gifting. Like, we kind of agreed on this. I'm just basically buying her dinner tonight.
Oh, good.
So I'm going to try out
Indian food.
Yep, that elephant Indian grill. You knew.
I knew.
That keeps her happy. She's
I'm just
very
telling
simple.
You what, there's nothing wrong with Indian food.
Not at all.
Not at all.
You get her some butter chicken, she's a happy girl.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
I'm repping my Valentine's today, so shout out to them. But I saw this video of a kayaker.
Oh, get swallowed by a whale?
Did you see that?
It was a guy's son.
Yes, his son. So he's like telling him to stay calm. So he gets swallowed up by a humpback whale, but then the whale immediately spits him back out. How terrifying would that be, dude?
Jonah.
Yeah, bro.
I don't think I'd ever go to the beach again.
She'll never forgive you, too, as the mother. Like, what happened to my son? He got swallowed by a whale. He was right behind me.
Hey, you idiots had to go kayaking?
Really? We had to.
So I thought that was a fake deal. Was that real?
No, this is real.
Like, so the whale... What breached? Is that what they call it? They come up
and it's breached a couple of times. Like, you can see, it's like just
and it opens its mouth,
opens it, swallows the kid, but then immediately spits it right back out. And the dad kayaks over and picks the kid up, and then they escaped cleanly. But that is terrifying.
What happened to Bobby today?
I don't know.
He was swallowed by the whale. How do you explain that?
I don't know.
That kid's got a story forever.
Absolutely. And it's on video. I mean, how
is that Free Willy music?
It is. Michael Jackson's Free Willy.
All right.
Got swallowed up.
This is such a great movie. It honestly scared me. The scene when he first meets Willie, when he goes like underground and he's like running away from the cops and it's dark. And then all of a sudden there's thunder and lightning. And then boom, you just see Willie staring at him through the tank.
Yeah.
That freaked me the hell out as a kid. Big dub, Caleb Williams.
Big dub for the kid getting spit out, I'd say.
That's a big dub.
Yeah.
He's been voted as GQ's sports most stylish football player this year.
Who?
Caleb Williams.
Oh.
He's bringing the style. And I guess he's a trendsetter now because I told you about Ryan Williams. He's got the nail polish thing.
Yeah, yeah. I see somebody question how many WNBA players have nail polish contracts and deals. Seems like it's more the dudes right now.
Yes. I don't think there is a single one in the WNBA. That's a great point.
I'll tell you that Nike commercial. I saw that. Have you guys seen the Nike commercial with all the gals?
No.
You haven't seen that one?
Absolutely. Is that the one Gavin was talking about yesterday?
Yeah. Have you seen it, Lucius, the one?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I think that's pretty well done. I was like, didn't know what you were talking about. Gavin was talking about, and I saw it last night during the NBA game, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. It's kind of like, you know, bet against us kind of a commercial.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, you're told you can't win, you can't do this.
So it's like they released a new Jalen Hurts one today from Nike. And it's like, you doubted him. You hate me.
Yeah.
You know, and look what I've done. I've just gone ahead and told all the haters.
The lady one's pretty good.
I need to check it out. Big dub, Goonies sequel is officially in the works.
Hey, you guys.
Dude, 40 years. Can you believe it's been 40 years since the Goonies was released?
Never saw that.
You never saw the Goonies?
No, come on, Wolchek.
But it was 85.
Never. No.
I figured you'd have at least seen the Goonies.
No.
I love that movie. It's a classic, and it still holds up to this day.
What's the Goonies about?
So it's these kids, they basically find a shipwreck.
Okay.
Down, and they go, and you also have like three other bad guys that are also trying to get the ship, the treasure, basically, and they all run into each other. And now
so we're battling bad guys as
kids.
Yeah,
we're battling bad guys, and the next thing you know, they end up finding the treasure, and the guys end up winning at the end of the day.
What's the one with the little thing that doesn't like water? What show was that? The little if you threw water on them, they would multiply.
It's Gremlins, maybe.
The Gremlins.
Oh, that is
Gremlins. Yeah.
Is that Gremlins?
Yeah, it's Gremlins. That's Gremlins.
Okay.
Don't feed them after midnight. Don't let them little waters get on them. Just get the popping.
I didn't see the Gremlins either, but I remember that you throw water on them.
I mean, that's hard to forget right there.
Yeah.
Big dub for Shaq. He's in an agreement to have an enormous deal with TNT Sports. He's going to be paid over $15 million a year.
There he goes.
According to Front Office Sports.
Saw his statue the other day in Baton Rouge.
Dude. Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with the beautiful statue.
Wait, so who all has statues there at LSU?
That would be, let's see, Shaq's got one. Who else has got one? We have a lady basketball player that's one of our famous alums. I can't remember her name. But I'll look it up. And then Bob Pettit's got one, too.
So, like, they don't do, like, all the Heisman winners?
No, they don't. Well, they have an area for, like, in front of the Tiger Stadium, but in front of the Maravich, the Assembly Center, they have the basketball ones. But we have a famous, I'll have to look up the lady. I just know because I saw it from a little.
I know it's not Mulkey because she went to Louisiana Tech,
No, she went
right?
to Louisiana Tech. But we have an all-American, all-WNBA player. But it's Shaq, her, and Bob Pettit.
Angel Reese?
No, it's not.
That's not injuries.
No, it's not injuries.
Big L for Last Chance U. You've got six former East Mississippi Community College football players who are suing them. They are seeking $30 million in damages after receiving no compensation for their contributions to the project. Like, I just assumed if you're going to be on Last Chance U, you're getting something, right?
Something in your contract. You had to sign some type of release. So in that contract, it says you're going to get paid. You know what you're going to get paid.
Man, that is crazy. They were not given an opportunity to consult an attorney or read their contracts in their entirety before agreeing to have their names and images included in the series. They said at no point were they made aware the documentary would be marketed for commercial use while they were pressured into impulsively signing agreements. So I guess they signed it. So I don't know. That's going to be interesting to see, like, do they end up winning the case? But I think once you've signed that, it's kind of a he said, she said thing. Like, you didn't allow
me. You got to show that there's some pressure on you. Yeah. You have to really show that there was some pressure on you and you signed it under that type of duress.
Man, because I loved Last Chance U.
Other than that, you might be reaching.
And another big L, Patrick Mahomes Sr. back in the news. And this isn't a fight this time, but he missed his drug test. So the DA is demanding he now wears an alcohol monitoring bracelet moving forward. And I don't know if he missed it because he was just the Super Bowl or what was going on. But as a result, now he's going to be walking around with that ankle monitor moving forward. So I don't know. We're still supposedly going to get this fight with him and who was it? Brocker? Who was the other major... The other Major League Baseball.
Rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see him get folded up like laundry.
And I've seen, I think Mahomes' family is trying to get this stopped. Yeah. Like, we don't want you doing this, Dad. And they shouldn't. Yeah. All right, let's do some NFL news of the day coming up on the other side. Trucks full of beer, another Sin City Super Bowl, and Ellen Moore. That's next.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.